Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Okay, so this one was interesting today. As we walk in here on this Friday, want to deliver you a fantastic show, and we always start with the national anthem. Now, it's Flag Day. It's also the Army's birthday.
Yeah.
And it's also Father's Day weekend. So, yeah. How about this? How about this? If you're in the Army, you own a flag, and you're a father, God, you got it going on.
Yep. That's what we're talking to you right now.
Right now.
If not, you got some time to join the Army. If you're just a dad.
No, but seriously, there's going to be a lot of Father's Day events. There's going to be a lot of different events. Not just for fathers, but specifically if we could just hone in on the father's job. And just all you dads out there, you know, not every job has been done perfectly, like the TV dads. But now even we find out in documentaries that some of those TV dads weren't exactly the best dads.
They weren't the best. I do think it's startling that the difference between the money spent on Mother's Day and Father's Day is $11 billion, I saw.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
I'm not just saying. That's what I saw as far as spending goes. And I'm like, how is this possible? That's a lot of money.
Oh, in all seriousness, I know my dad's in town this weekend hanging out. It's just him and I, and I would not be the woman that I am today if it wasn't for just him, all of his love, all of his support. Obi, Slater, I watch you guys day in and day out do the same thing for your kiddos. So to all of just you incredible dads, grandpas, stepdads, uncles, you step in as a father to somebody this morning to you. The national anthem.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
This time every morning, that's why we highlight it not just now, but also at 9:25, twice a day with Doing the Right Thing. There's so much good.
There is a man this week stranded on a beach, and he got rescued due to taking rocks and spelling out the word help. If this sounds familiar, that's because it was literally in the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks. Back in the day, he saw the movie. A man actually got stranded, did the exact same thing. A kite surfer was stranded in California off the coast, and just like the movie Castaway, he was rescued after a private helicopter saw that he spelled out the word H-E-L-P with rocks and in the sand, that he was stuck because he was underneath a cliff. This guy survived for 2 weeks under there. And
what?
The only way that he got out was going, hey, I remember what Tom Hanks did in that movie.
So crazy.
You can hear Fire Captain Sean Ketchum tell us how the weather was and how this rescue was just incredible.
For us, the high winds that we had at the time may have been, you know, a little challenging, but with our aircraft really handles that kind of wind very well.
Man, just so nuts that I wouldn't even know how to take care of myself. I mean, there's a portion of me that says, okay, you would have to get into like survivor mode. Yeah, sure. But then at some point, you're eating stuff that you never thought you would ever eat.
Without question.
Yeah.
I mean, he found like random plants that he's like, oh, maybe this will work. And he just started eating that stuff.
14 days, 2 weeks. Yeah. And to have those rocks sitting there saying help, like to me, that is the right place, the right time. God was watching over him. The fact that helicopter flew over and noticed that.
Yeah. I mean, without question, he was way off where he was supposed to be. And people, I imagine at some point, even within 2 weeks, I'm surprised that you still keep looking, right? But that's what happened. They said, there's a missing person. We're not going to stop. And without writing help there, I don't know. The helicopter just flies right over.
Lesson learned. Don't kite surf.
Yeah.
That's true. Kite surfing is a lot of fun. I haven't done it, but I've heard it's a blast.
Kites are way more dangerous than we're even giving them credit for.
Well, I mean, even hot air balloons, you're kind of at the mercy of Mother Nature.
Skydiving. You know,
skydiving at the mercy of Mother Nature. I mean, so.
I don't even like balloons at Dollar Tree anymore after hearing all this. It's too much. So, hey, to Captain Sean Ketchum saving the day in that helicopter and that man, thanks to Tom Hanks, writing out help with rocks. That's today's Doing the Right Thing.
Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the Right Thing.
On K92.3.
Okay, so Slater's got a little challenge for Chloe and myself. Okay, this is for you two playing along. If you know your country artists, you should know their voices, especially with them saying things like Happy Father's Day.
That's right. Undercover Country, Obie vs. Chloe. Can you tell me what artist is saying happy birthday? We'll see who takes it home.
Happy birthday.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you for correcting me.
We both looked at Slater like, what?
Happy birthday.
All right, 6 minutes. Obie, Chloe, Slater, this is K92.3, the station that's got a lot going on. If it's not tickets to see Tyler Hubbard in Apopka, if it's not Disney tickets to go to the water parks, then it's us trying to fly you away to Houston. A lot going on with Camp K92.3.
Yes, Luke Combs, our girl Haley Witter is in August. We're sending you on that trip.
Okay, you ready to play a little game here? Now, we've done this in the past. We did this for what, Memorial Day? For a few of our holidays.
Mother's Day, yeah, everything. So, we have some of the biggest country superstars wishing you dads a happy Father's Day. I bleeped out their names. This is Undercover Country, so you have to uncover what country superstar it is. All right, we'll do Obie versus Chloe.
Yeah, Chloe's killed me in the past on this. And y'all, we interview these people all the time, and we get it that maybe if you don't recognize, say, like a Chris Young or a Tyler Hubbard, these are people that we should know, though.
Sure. And Chloe is one in the past. I caught her. She doesn't even know this. Chloe,
what?
I saw you in the other studio listening to their voices.
With
those big
him.
Headphones on, the noise-canceling ones.
You're not being truthful nice. Right
it
now.
Seems like, hey, this is what it's going to be. I have five of them for you in one example. It's going to be the first one that gets three correct, okay?
Before we get started, too, did you miss the memo today, Obie? Slater has his dad shirt on. Where's yours? You just have a red t-shirt on.
I don't own dad shirts.
It's the toughest job you'll ever love, being a dad.
I love
it's
it.
It's true.
It's so challenging.
It's sweet.
True. He wears it on his body. I wear it in gray hairs. Okay? So I don't need a shirt or a mug or a tie.
Yeah. And I actually got this 2 weeks after Father's Day, a couple of years ago, for myself.
Was it on sale?
$2.
There you
what
go.
A deal.
That's why. Yep.
All right. Are you ready to play Undercover Country?
Woo! Let's do it.
That's here we
right.
go.
This
so
is first,
the first up.
Example.
Hey, it's wishing all the fathers out there a very happy Father's Day.
I know exactly.
Here's
who
to
it
you,
is.
Dad.
All right. Who do we think that is?
All right, Chloe, you want to go first?
That's Luke Bryan.
Definitely Luke Bryan.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
There you go.
Wishing all the fathers out there a very happy Father's Day.
So that's,
all
right. that's here's a test to you, run, Dad. Okay? So you have to Easy. Be ready. Undercover Country, what star is this?
Hey, I'm any man can be a father, but it takes someone special to be a dad. Happy Dad's Day to all the great dads.
All right. Okay. Any idea who that is?
I'm going to put my two cents in all with Sam Hunt.
All right. Sam Hunt. Who do you think, Chloe?
I'm also going to say Sam Hunt.
All right. You're both wrong.
Hey, I'm Michael Ray. Any
Michael
man can be a father,
Ray!
But it takes
That's
someone special
uncle,
to be a dad.
Buddy.
Happy Dad's Day to all the great dads.
Okay. Right here in Houston.
So since Obie guessed
wrong?
First the first
Sorry,
one, Chloe,
Michael.
You get to guess first.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Here goes.
I'm wishing y'all happy Father's Day.
All right. Who do you think that is? That's real quick. You only listen once.
Go, Chloe.
The band Perry?
Oh, yeah.
It could be.
That's interesting. I'm going to say Megan Maroney.
I'm Kelly Clarkson.
Oh,
wishing y'all happy
okay,
Father's
that's
Day.
A young Kelly Clarkson.
And I know what you're thinking. You're like, Kelly Clarkson's not country. If you remember, one of the most known duets the last 20 years with Jason Aldean.
Of course.
She did. Massive, massive song. All right. So Undercover Country, what country superstar is saying this?
Hi, everyone. Wishing all of you dads out there a very happy Father's Day.
All right. This is Obie's turn to guess first.
Fine.
Easy, because he's an Aussie. So that's Keith Urban.
It's Keith Urban.
Hi, everyone. It's Keith Urban. Wishing all of you dads out there a very happy Father's Day.
I love how he says his last name. We say Urban. He says Urban.
Urban. All right.
Which is probably right.
What?
It's probably more correct.
You're right.
His way,
probably,
right?
We're probably wrong.
What country superstar is saying happy Father's Day?
Hi, this is Happy Father's Day.
All right, Chloe, okay. You get to guess.
Oh, man.
I know who that is.
Good.
Dustin Lynch.
Okay.
Hi, this is Dustin Lynch. Happy Father's Day.
Good job, Chloe.
You didn't even bother guessing on that
because
one.
I didn't know him. So that's why I had no idea again because okay. I had no idea.
So this is the final one. And why don't we do this? So by my standings, Chloe's up by one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Naturally.
So, but Obie gets to guess first.
Okay.
Okay. So try to see if you get this right. You ready?
Hey, we are wishing all you fathers out there a very happy Father's Day.
All right.
You got that one.
What do you think?
I'm going to say Brothers Osborne.
It is definitely Brothers Osborne.
Yeah.
Which brother?
That sounded like John.
Okay.
Hey, this is TJ.
And I'm John.
All right.
We are Brothers Osborne.
There
you
go.
Wishing all you fathers out there a very happy Father's Day.
Since it is this is Father's Day edition, I think, Obi, even though you tied Chloe, I think you take the cake.
You can have it today, Obi.
Please tell me I get a number one dad mug.
A dad of four? You could buy it yourself. And it's on sale if you wait 2 weeks.
You know, all I want for Father's Day, just give me freaking 3 hours by myself. Nobody bothering me. That's all I want.
There you go.
Wow. Hey, happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. And happy Father's Day to a lot of you moms out there who are having to play the role of both.
Absolutely. Yeah. And hey, and don't worry about trying to grow that beard if it doesn't come in just right. Moms being dad. Okay. We make it look easy.
It's never going to come in.
We love you, Dad.
It should not come in right, moms.
We
do. Okay?
We're so grateful for you.
Love you guys. Happy Father's Day, y'all.
And coming up, one of our favorites in country, Sharon Bedroom TMI. Woo, got way too personal. That'll access in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. One of our country artists just getting too TMI with us. We'll hear from him in 2 minutes. But first, congratulations to our buddy Cole Swindell and his wife, Courtney. They're married. They tied the knot on Wednesday. Beautiful ceremony in Sonoma, California.
That's hilarious because when you said Cole Swindell and his wife, I was like, yo, what?
I know.
Right. This dude got married?
Mr. and Miss Swindell. Yes, they sure did.
Wow. Okay, hold on. Okay, so first of all, yes, incredibly excited for Cole Swindell. But let me say, we should have been in the know that he was like had a fiance and was gonna get married, but
you didn't know that?
I don't think we did, right? Was that like super public?
Yes.
I think he tried to keep it on the down low because of all the failed relationships. I don't think he wanted another failed relationship to be out public.
Remember, Chloe, you have all the access. We just got some of it. Yeah. So if you don't tell us, then we're in the dark.
Okay. Well, they got married in wine country out there. Just a beautiful ceremony surrounded by family and friends. You know, Cole's always rocking his ball cap. He had a really cute black cowboy hat on. I know they're spending the next couple days there in California just soaking up and enjoying that time together.
I wonder if that's what he's going to do from now on. Now that he's a married man, he's going to switch to the cowboy hat. Huh? It was like
maybe.
the bachelor ball cap. Now he's officially coupled up. You know,
he's been locked down.
And Luke Combs' new Father's Day album is out today, just in time for Father's Day. And every single one of these songs, y'all, incredible. Like, I'm telling you, it gives me goosebumps. I was crying this morning. Dads, you'll definitely shed some tears. Mamas, y'all as well. It's so, so good. Here's two of those songs, Hunting by Yourself and Little Country Boys.
Next thing you know, when they're all grown up.
So good.
Here I am again, cheering
so
up.
Good. And I've got so goosebumps. You know, some of the lyrics that that Luke Combs puts out, just I'm really glad that he's in this season right now in country music. It's so good and it's so needed.
Yeah.
It is. And the photo that he shared, like the cover photo, it's his two sons with his dad and they're out there fishing. Like just, I mean, I just love this for Luke. I love this era that he's in. And these boys will, as they grow up, they'll always have this music and be like, Dad wrote that about me.
Yeah. And it's encouragement to all you dads out there that there may be a way that you get along with your son, whether it's doing mechanics in the garage or going fishing, like, you know, what Luke is saying in his songs. You know, there's a way that you bond with your kid. Keep that going.
Absolutely. And lastly, obviously, Father's Day Sunday, our buddy Dylan Scott, he and his wife Blair, they have three kiddos. They're just the cutest. But Dylan sharing what he wants for Father's Day from his wife.
This is TMI right here. I said, babe, you want to get me something for Father's Day? I said, you just go get you some kind of nice lingerie or something. I am
perfectly fine.
Lingerie. I'm like, Dylan, that is TMI. We did not need to
just
know
put
that.
It in the box and be like, hey, your kids gave you this.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
my
don't do that.
Hey, listen, you can buy that for your wife all day, but if you ain't done the dishes in a whole week,
that's
you still
true.
Ain't getting some.
She ain't wearing it. She ain't wearing it at all.
Oh, boy.
Take out that
gosh.
Garbage now.
Wear it yourself.
Dylan is too funny. You
vacuum that floor for no reason, bro. Come on, man.
Up online, K923Orlando.com. We have $1,000 minute at 710. If you want to play, sign up on the K923 app. 60 seconds, 10 trivia questions. You got it. Up next.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K-92-3.
All right, representing the fine folks over in Sanford, y'all say good morning to Eva.
Good morning.
Eva, so we were just talking to you about what a wonderful grandmother you are. How many grandbabies do you have?
Three.
Okay, three's a charm.
That's so fun.
All right, so you know how this works. We're putting 10 questions up against a 60-second clock, and you'll have to answer those 10.
Yes, and Miss Eva, today's questions, with it being Father's Day weekend, it's the Father's Day edition.
Okay.
So we know you wouldn't have any of those grandbabies, at least, if it wasn't for the dads being there at least one day.
There you go. Eva, any of these questions, go ahead and feel free to say pass. We'll come to them at the end. But whatever answer you lock in first, I have to accept it.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. With question number one. Who is Blue Ivy's dad? He's married to Beyonce.
Blake Shelton. Oh, no.
What sitcom dad adopts three kids named Adam, Barry, and Erica?
Could you repeat that?
What sitcom dad adopts three kids named Adam, Barry, and Erica?
Pass.
What athlete is the father to sports star Peyton Manning and Eli Manning?
Whoa.
Starts with an A.
Oh, pass.
True or false, Jordan Davis, he's playing our All-Star Jammin' artist. He is not a dad.
True.
What movie does dad say, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you can miss it.
Pass.
What Baldwin brother is father to Ireland Baldwin?
Baldwin,
I'll try that again.
That's your time.
It was a tough one.
It was really tough. And you know what? You do all the work anyway. So we like to know all these dads and stuff. I will run through. You seemed like you wanted to say a different answer for the very first question. If we gave you a second go, which one would you have chosen to be the dad of Blue Ivy and married to Beyonce? Was it Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
There you go.
You know what? But they say Blake is kind of like the Jay-Z of the country world, so it makes sense.
Oh, my gosh.
Why you said that.
I know. I was thinking of Gwen. I don't know why.
Yeah, so the sitcom dad that adopted three kids named Adam, Barry, Erica, that is the Goldbergs, Murray Goldberg.
Oh, Archie Manning. Yeah. I never watched that show.
Yeah, Archie Manning is the dad of Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. It is false, actually. Jordan Davis has two kids.
Three kids.
He keeps popping them out. Actually, he's not the one popping, but that's beside the point. It's birds and the bees. And Cameron's dad in Ferris Bueller's Day Off had the life moves pretty fast. That's what we're looking for there. And Alec Baldwin's that famous Baldwin. Regardless, we're sending you to see Tyler Hubbard, another great dad, coming to Apopka Amphitheater.
Nice.
Got a pair of tickets for you.
Way to go, Eva.
That's awesome.
Great. Actually get a great prize for not getting any right.
You know what? You're still walking away a winner.
I mean, it's a win-win game. Congratulations, Eva, and great talking to you, and best of luck with those grandkids.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
Oh, we're so excited for her. And up next, this mama is freaking out because her daughter's wardrobe is putting her in danger. And your daughter, she may be wearing the same thing. That panic button in 6 minutes.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button. With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Maria, you were talking to us about your daughter. You said that she's 14 years old. That's awesome. What are we going through now? Teen stuff?
Well, she just barely turned 14. I'm still thinking of her as my little 13-year-old. So I'm trying to get used to that thing. You know, and it's summertime now. So she's, you know, she's wanting to go to the beach and hang out with her friends. You know, school just ended. And the issue that I'm having is the way that she's dressing. She's, you know, she's running around in bikinis and she's wanting to wear sports bras.
Yeah, it's summertime.
I know it's hot, but it's like she's, you know, she's just sort of started to hit that, like, I guess she's developing now. And so I don't think she realizes yet how much older she looks than what she appears. And I know that I haven't been like the greatest example in this way. I too am definitely the, the Lululemon no shirt type of gal. So, I mean, she learned it from me, but the thing is, whenever I try to talk to her about it, she tells me, you know, what the kids say these days, Like, why does it have to be on me? And why am I victim blaming? And I don't really know how to handle this because I just want to keep her safe.
And what is she rocking? Like, you know, I wear the Lululemon shorts and I've got the sports bras and stuff.
Right, but she's a kid, you know? She's wearing the same things that you and I would wear, and I get it. But I feel like she doesn't understand yet the kind of attention she's going to bring on herself. And I am concerned, you know? I'm concerned that grown men, she's literally wearing just a sports bra, showing her entire stomach.
Oh, when she's out and about in public.
Yeah, I mean, my daughter knows. I mean, even jeans that have too many holes in them, I'm like, no. Back in the house, we're changing.
I mean, there's not an age requirement for some of this stuff, just as a mom being like, hey, you got to be 16 or older. Just like actually putting an age that you know that she's, and then reassess when she does get to that age and be like, just kidding, 18.
I really try to foster trust with my daughter. I want her to be able to come to me and talk to me. So I don't want to trick her.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want her to understand that it's about her safety. But like I said, every time I bring it up, she just keeps going, oh, what was she wearing, Mom? What was she wearing? And I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know how to deal with these kids.
No, I appreciate you so much, and we can hear the frustration. So let's see if we can get you some solid advice from people listening.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
We're about to talk to Gil here in a second. Gil, give us a little taste of how you feel.
I got to say, you know, I'm a dad, and, you know, this whole story just reeks of the lack of fatherhood in the picture.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
That's sad.
Yeah, all right. Well, why don't we talk to you here in 6 minutes?
All right.
K92.3. Panic button.
Join the conversation
with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Gil, you just heard that mom freaking out about her 14-year-old daughter who's wearing skimpy things, and the mom's just trying to get it all under control.
Yeah, you know, I just think that it's, you know, I wonder where the dad is, you know, why isn't he speaking up and doing the man's part? You know, it's, you know, as a father, it just doesn't make any sense that, you know, he would just, you know, leave it all up for his wife to handle. And, you know, put his foot down a little bit. I mean, that's his little girl. That's his daughter.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is that I didn't hear her mention anything about a dad. So I'm a dad, too. And it really does put me in a bad spot when my daughter is like, but look at what's hot and popular. Right. And I'm like, I don't care.
Well, and look what all my other friends are wearing. You know, they're wearing it. Why can't I?
And it's probably good that the dad's not around because he would have a heart attack, right?
Oh,
dealing with this with his daughter.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why he's not around.
Whoa. All right, brother. We appreciate you chiming in, man.
All right, guys.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. All right, so just around the corner, right after that second date update, which historically plays at 8:15. Right after that, you get a 4-pack of tickets to Disney's water parks. All right, it's Obi, Chloe, Slater. We've got an interesting panic button here.
Yes, we do. Maria, she's a mama. Her daughter just turned 14 years old. Summertime's here, hanging out with her friends and just wearing these short shorts, short little tank tops, and mom's not having it.
And that's it. Hey, hold on. Let me also say that my son, too, I realized that with the boys, their shorts are a little short, too. But nothing like what the women are wearing.
Well, it's a different thing, probably, the midriff on the guys. I don't know if that will ever actually be in. You won't have to worry about that. But it's frustrating. And I, as a dad of a girl that I don't have to worry about that for a couple of years. Still, I know as soon as she hits 10, there's even some girls that are in like cheer or dance that by the time of age 6, 7, 8, 9, that they get into that. And I think of how many Halloween costumes are inappropriate.
Yeah.
And having to deal with that, it's frustrating.
Well,
what do you do?
And I know you're saying you don't have to deal with it now, but every year that Olivia gets older and older, things get more relaxed and relaxed when it comes to clothing and
it's true.
Stuff. Yeah.
Well, and I will say, when I was a teen, probably 13, 14, right where this girl's at right now, I definitely tested the water with my parents. I walked out, I hiked my shorts up a little bit, you know, a little bit shorter. I tried to make a little bit more of a crop top to kind of show my, you know, my little stomach area. I did. I tested it. And I will say, they definitely kept me grounded. There was like, you are not walking out of the house. I'm sorry. Like, that's a no. No.
Don't you just have a change of clothes in the car?
And then,
so you get sweats on, everything else, and then you just change.
Uh-huh.
And then it was always, why, Mom and Dad? And the response was, because I'm your mom, and that's dad. That's just that was the answer.
And legit, there are creeps out there.
There are, right.
Okay. There are.
All right.
Real.
How do you feel? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, who's this? Where are you from?
I'm from Bushnell, Curtis.
Oh, Curtis.
Oh, Curtis.
All right. Hi, hey, Curtis. Are you a dad? I just want to put this in perspective.
I am a dad.
Yes. Okay. So what's your opinion?
Well, the father made one thing. She wants to protect her daughter, but then she also wants to foster trust. But at the end of the day, we have to be the parents to protect our children. We can't be their best friends.
I would
tell her daughter that it's much. She can wear this stuff in the house, but in public, to wear a little bit more clothing.
Boy, yeah. It's really dangerous, right? Because you don't know what kind of guys are out there. And if she's out, even at night, right? Like, the worst things could happen.
Well, and I can't tell you how many times my mom and dad, I'd wear these short shorts, these little crop tops, and bye, mom and dad, love you, off to see my friends, and they're like, you're not walking out of the house like that. Turn back around and go find a longer pair of shorts.
And I'm a dad of two daughters. My daughter, when we go to the beach, they can wear bikinis, but it's the top where it covers their stomach. They're not wearing the typical bikini where everything's showing.
Some bikinis these days, I'm like, is that a thong? No.
And I appreciate, hey, and listen, as a guy who appreciates women, I also appreciate women who, when we're at the beach, they have those really cool, like, sheer cover-ups.
Yep.
Like, that's really tasteful.
And if they don't have it, right, you just get one of those, like, 40-gallon trash bags, and you just push it over their head, and then it's a cover-up.
Now that's kidnapping. hey man,
at the end of the day, she needs to be the mom, not the friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Hey man, appreciate it, and good luck out there, bro.
And happy early Father's Day.
Yes, enjoy the weekend with the girls.
Thank you. See you guys too.
All right, now we've got Jessica of Orlando on the line.
Hi.
Everybody.
Jess.
Hi. So I completely agree with her. I'm 32, and I grew up where cheerleading outfits were long sleeve shirts and turtlenecks. And I feel like society is blurring the lines of what kids versus adults can wear. And I see my nieces wearing sports bras and shorts. And I don't know how parents do it nowadays, because I just don't agree with it. I think they're kids. You don't need to be showing stuff off.
Well, you know, I walked into the store the other day and I'm like, wow, these tops are getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
Like, same thing with the shorts. Now, I don't know if you've seen these, like, very in shorts. They almost look like they're like underwear.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And society's doing it. I mean, the cheerleading outfits are getting smaller. The dance outfits are getting smaller.
Wow.
It's scary nowadays.
And
so
I can imagine a daughter telling her dad, I mean, we're just going to Publix. Like, we're just going to Target. Like, what's the big deal?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be scary. But I do think that, you know, you're not a friend. You're her parent. Tell her what she's got to wear, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, you go into Publix wearing that. It's not just the shopping that's a pleasure.
Oh, my gosh.
stay out of the freezer section, too.
Exactly.
Oh, B, did you just say that?
Thank you so much for chiming in this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Enjoy the weekend.
It's a serious thing. I mean, Obi, you're almost in it. You're going to have two teenage daughters in the next 2 years.
Well, and it's really hard because as I walk through the malls, all the clothing that's promoted, you know, everything from Lululemon to Fabletics to all these different, you know, and they're great clothing.
Absolutely.
But clothing that, I don't know, I guess in a more modest time, you wear that stuff when you're just working out and when you're just in the privacy of workout space. But now it's everyday clothing.
Well, and it's got to be difficult, too, when the kiddos come home. They're like, well, Mary Jane's wearing those same shorts, you know?
It's simple. You say, Mary Jane's a hoe. And then you just let it go.
Slater. Right.
You're better than that.
Oh, my God. All right, keep the calls coming. 844-254-9232.
And one of our favorites in country, Sharon, bedroom TMI. Ooh, he got way too personal with us. That'll access in 6 minutes.
K-92-3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
On with Benny Ben. Ben, good to be talking to you. You told us a little bit about your date. Can you tell us more about this, Amanda?
So Amanda and I, we went out. It was, we had a really great time. I was on, like, making jokes. She's laughing. We had a really good time. Paid for dinner. You know, it was a really nice time, and I haven't heard anything back, and trying to figure out what's going on.
Did she laugh at these jokes you're talking about?
She was laughing. We were both laughing, having a good time, making jokes about, you know, whatever was happening at the restaurant.
Did you bring up anything to do with family, faith, politics? I don't know. I'm just trying to go down the rabbit hole here.
The no-no list.
No. I kept it very casual. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you guys have dessert? Or was the sweetness the kissing at the end?
No, it was just the dessert.
Why do you always think they're kissing at the end of the first date?
Because that's Willy, Cinderella, and Sleeping Beauty, Lion King. They're making out.
Oh, my.
All right. Well, again, Ben, I just want to remind you that sometimes these don't work out. I mean, if she just doesn't like you, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. It just feels like it's hard to imagine that's what happened.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for Amanda's number. Let's give her a call, and we'll talk to her first.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Looking for Amanda, please.
This is?
Hey, Amanda, I don't want to put you off, but you've got three people on the line right now that would love to talk to you. You've got Slater over there.
Hey.
Chloe over there.
Good morning.
And the three of us are the morning show for K92.3. It's our big station here in town.
Okay, hi, yeah.
Okay, so we do something called the second date update. You went out on a date with a guy named Ben, and we have a $75 gift card that we would love to give you guys to go on a second date.
Okay.
Did you go on a date with Ben?
Yeah, I did. I went on a date with Ben.
Okay. Just want to make sure we got the right Amanda. happened.
Yeah.
What he said about you is totally true. You do have a really great laugh.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I laugh when I get nervous.
Oh. Well, then I'll just say this. I'm piecing things together. I mean, Ben shared with us. He told a bunch of jokes, kept it very lighthearted, and he said you laughed a bunch. And so now I'm like, well, was it a real laugh or was it like an uncomfortable, nervous laugh?
No, it was definitely like a nervous laugh. Like I was kind of embarrassed. I don't know. I felt like I was on a date with my father. He was cute and charming. And
like he looked like your dad? Jokes,
No. That's gross.
Ouch.
He said, like, what do you call a fish wearing a bow tie? Sophisticated.
Oh, no. It's like a dad joke.
I love those.
Okay, so wait a minute. What's the problem?
Like, sure, one is fun, two maybe, but it was like we couldn't get past those jokes. It was like there wasn't any other substance. It was like he went to the library, got out a book, like 101 Jokes for Children, and like memorized it.
Oh, poor guy. I kind of feel bad for Ben because you kept laughing. So in his eyes, he's probably like, she loves it. Let me keep sharing them.
I'm killing it tonight.
You should have looked at him dead in the eye and went, that one sucked.
Okay, so why don't we do this? You can tell him that right now. We've got Ben on the line. He's actually listened to this, Amanda, so this way all of us could talk together. Ben?
Yeah.
Seriously, what is going on?
Oh, okay, so what we're trying to do is we're trying to get you two back together again. And Ben, it seems like you're trying to use humor, and she's not buying it.
Yeah, I mean, I get nervous, and I try to lighten the tension with jokes, and I mean, she's really pretty and she has a great laugh and she was laughing. And
well, Amanda, yeah. You were nervous too. I mean, you did the nervous laugh, so I mean, maybe try again another date. At least it'll be less maybe awkward because now you've gone on a date already, so you're, you know, the nerves calm down.
I can see that. It was just like grating, like, yeah.
Like, he knows that now, and just remember, it could be worse. He could look like your dad and not just act like him.
Did she say my cheesy jokes were grating?
You guys don't get it?
Oh, cheese and grating cheese. Okay, we're done. Amanda, what do you think? Second date or no?
I'm going to say this in a way that I think that Ben will understand. Ben, what does a vegan say?
I've made a big mistake.
Oh! Mistake.
You guys are made for each other.
This is great. Aw. We're going to call you two back because I like this between you two.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
George Burge, K92.3. It is Obi, Chloe, Slater. Don't forget about camp, K92.3. This station, all summer long, is going to be trying to send you off to different destinations. As a matter of fact, today will be the last time that we do Houston with Luke Combs and Haley Witters. And then it changes next week.
Yeah, we... well, can I... Do you think I can tell them? Can I tell them?
I don't know if we're allowed to say... I'm just going to say Dirks.
You're going to Nashville. Oh, yeah. We just gave it away.
Well, we just,
all right. Bridgestone Arena. What else do you want?
Well, we just flubbed it up for real.
We did. Sorry, boss man, if you're listening.
It's not up.
Nevertheless, we do have a treat for you, all right? Every day this week with a $1,000 minute, we've been sending you off to see country star Brett Young. I'm so excited to have him on the show today.
That's right. The $1,000 minute. I mean, the guy's got 20 platinum records that you already know and love, songs that you're just screaming at the top of your lungs when he comes through Cocoa Riverfront Park. It's going to be incredible.
Songs like this. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you. Gotta be honest, if you really believe there's a truth, you never love me like I loved you. Hello.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up,
good
Brett?
Good morning.
That made me feel good. Do it again.
There it is.
Dude, it's great. You know what's fun about some of these interviews is sometimes there's like a bridge person, right? The person who says, all right, guys, Brett Young is on. Here he goes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought you guys were bridging me for a minute. And then all of a sudden, pleasant surprise with all the energy and everything.
Yeah. And that reaction is genuine, dude. Before we even get to like interview stuff, how are you, man? How's the family? How are the Youngs?
Good. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's happy. My daughters just helped my wife get them in the car to go to an ice cream themed birthday party. So they're living their best life right now.
Oh, yeah.
Aw. I love it, especially this early in the morning. I just can't believe how big the girls are getting.
Yeah, you and me both. They're 2 and 4, and we just bought them matching outfits in size 4 and 6. And they were still too small. So they're like 3 sizes up from their age.
Wow.
All my fault.
Sure. We're on again with Brett Young. And I'm curious, as far as in the dad role, what do you love doing with them most? And what's the biggest chore for you?
There is one really popular toy that it's not that I don't like it. It's that it's difficult for me because it's so small. They have these toys called LOL dolls.
Of course.
Yeah, know them well.
Yeah.
Especially my youngest daughter, she can't accessorize, like she can't get the shoes on them.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to get the shoes on. So she wants me to do it. But here's the problem. They're so small. I think it's even harder for me.
Mm. Yeah. No, I just throw those away before I hand the doll to them.
Slater.
I do. My daughter, Olivia, 5 and a half. She's like, LOL doll is just so plain. And I'm like, I know, right? And just nothing on them.
Yeah, well, you're right. I've gotten really good at, honey, I think it's broken.
Yeah, that's great, man. So, okay, let's pivot. Let's take the dad hat off for a second. Not that we ever take the dad hats off. We are always dads. But let's talk about the rock star, Brett Young. How's music? How's life on stage, on the road? How are you today?
Awesome. I mean, we just got back from touring Europe for 3 weeks. Sold everything out. We have such a good following over there. We have such a good time with the fans over there in Europe and the UK. So super excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got 4 to 5 songs that will come out between now and the end of January to kind of give the fans what we feel like they deserve. And for the live show, we're excited to have new music to play. So a lot of fun, exciting things going on.
On again with Brett Young and with these new songs, do you just start putting them out or do you say, hey, let's hold these back for the next album?
You know, I think in the past we've been so careful and I think we're finally ready. I'm sitting on probably 350 unreleased songs because I write so much.
That's crazy.
What?
See, so many of us don't even realize that. How many songs y'all have ready?
Yeah, the one that's coming out next, we're super excited about, but I've been excited about it for between almost 4 years now.
That's so crazy.
I'm excited. I mean, I'm not going to get to 350 songs, but I'm going to try to get to as many as I can.
Well, here's what's cool, okay? No matter what the will says, post-mortem, your girls are going to be able to just release the songs. When you're 100 years old, it's just going to keep paying off for them.
You know, I think this is the first interview I've ever done that had me dying at some point.
You know,
oh, my God.
And I hope it's not your
or
last
sorry.
Interview.
No, right? No.
But why don't we do this? We're really excited. We've been sending everybody to go see you in Coco on the 27th by playing a fun game called the $1,000 Minute. It's 10 questions, 60 seconds. Can we end this interview with you actually trying the $1,000 Minute with Obi, Chloe, and Slater?
I would love to try it, as long as I don't, like, croak in the middle of it.
No. No. You'll no. be good.
Hey, buddy, hey, in Jesus' name, you're going to have a long, long life.
Amen.
All right?
Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
I love it. I
Here
love
we
it.
Go, Brett. You got 60 seconds on the clock, Obi?
Yep.
You can say pass to any of these questions if you want to. We can come to them at the end. But here we go with the first question. I have no doubt you'll be just fine with this one. In baseball, when the batter hits the ball and makes it to third base, what did he just hit?
Triple.
True or false, you played our K92.3 All-Star Jam in 2020 with Lady A.
True.
This Disney movie includes the hit song Let It Go.
Frozen.
When four babies are born at once, what are they called?
Quadruplets.
What is the name of the minor league baseball team in Nashville?
The Sounds.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of what?
Water.
Is the top number of a fraction called the numerator or the denominator?
The numerator.
Name one of your country music buddies who has a bar on Broadway in downtown Nashville.
I have like 10.
Okay. Which two NHL hockey teams are playing in the Stanley Cup Finals tonight?
What's a hockey?
One of them's a Florida team. Okay, we'll skip it. We'll go to the last one.
Good luck, Florida hockey ball game players.
That's close.
Okay, and then the last one, the song A Spoonful of Sugar is from what movie?
Mary Poppins.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got it.
Nice. I'm gonna count that ball chuckers or whatever the heck you said there.
That's hilarious.
That works. Brett Young, an absolute pleasure and excited on the 27th. Everybody's going to be hanging out at Riverfront out there at Coco and enjoying you perform.
And brother, to a long, successful life and those daughters and that beautiful wife of yours.
Aww.
Brother, to success over all of it.
Thank you guys so much. I've got you paranoid now that you gave me bad time.
I'm like, Jesus, let this man live to 110.
I can tell you, I gamble in life and I lose every time, so you're going to have a long life.
Aw, well, we'll see you soon, Brett.
I took all my vitamins this morning.
There you go.
Thank you, guys.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.